So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, I wanted to do a quick video on high levels of blood urea nitrogen when you do the ketogenic diet. Okay, what does that mean and what do you do about it? Okay, blood urea nitrogen, BUN, is basically the protein waste coming from the liver. Protein normally breaks into something called urea, all right? So if there's too much of this BUN in the kidney, it could mean that there's several things going on. We're gonna talk about all the potential issues. It could mean, yeah, kidney damage, but it could also mean that your liver is damaged, or you're consuming too much protein, or you have excessive exercise and it's too much for your recovery because you're breaking down so much muscle protein and it's going into the liver and the kidney and it's showing up as high levels of BUN, okay? So too much exercise without enough recovery could do it, low thyroid. But most of the time, it's because the person is not consuming enough vegetables, which puts strain on the kidney or the liver and help you flush out this waste. So here's simply what I want you to do and then go get another test. Start beefing up your vegetables. Make sure it's between 7 to 10 cups of raw vegetables, okay, huge salads. You can also throw in some raw green juice powder, which actually will help you, it's more concentrated. And dandelion greens are really good for the kidney and the liver in your salad. So in summary, these are the potential causes of high levels of BUN. Go ahead and make some changes and see if it improves.
Hey guys, I just wanna let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.